advice. Leg of the meat and eat more vegetable. Keep your diet more conscious, people.
Yeah. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation.
Remember mad cow disease and the bird flu.
Nice.
All right. Hear it.
Just cow, veggie, veggie.
Vegetable.
Vegetable.
No meaty, 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 meaty. Good and ever, ever sweetie, 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 sweetie. I like how when me cook up in me veggie, 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 veggie. No MSG, no eggy, 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 eggy. Say this and that each other ever really, really.
Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaction. Online at MassageSt.Croix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, nor its management. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. In today's show, we're featuring the LA Reggae Vegan Fest, happening in Los Angeles on October 7th. Lots of great music, food, and speakers. And we'll be joined by Los Angeles-based veterinarian, Dr. Amaiti May, who's one of the speakers at LA Reggae Vegan Fest, and she'll be giving us all the details. And then after the break, we'll be featuring the Jamaican Vegan Restaurant in Worcester, owned by Stephen Jones. And that vegan restaurant is called Belmont Vegetarian on Belmont Street, Bell Veg. The music we're hearing is Sister Carol with Veggie Veggie. We'll also be hearing from L'Amour and the Mystic Band, who will also be performing at LA Reggae Vegan Fest. These are two of the many awesome reggae musicians who will be performing at LA Reggae Vegan Fest.
Reggaetarians.
Reggaetarians are vegan. Say no to bird too. Sister Cara, it's a wild thing.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. May.
Hi, Marlene.
Oh, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I appreciate this opportunity, and I appreciate you greatly.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you, too.
Wow. Well, this is very exciting to hear about LA Reggae Vegan Fest.
Yes, it's going to be a great opportunity to engage the reggae community and anyone else who's interested in learning about veganism. I'll be speaking there, and there'll be a lot of other great speakers and great vegan food and reggae performers there. It's from 10 to 7 at the Woodley Park in Encino or Van Nuys. It's going to be just next Sunday, October 7th, from 10 to 7.
Wonderful. This is great. Yeah, so let's hear about some of the speakers.
Well, let's see who we have lined up. Sister Carol is one of the performers, and then the speaker, we have Antoinette Roba, MD, Professor Gary Francione, Eric Weissman. Eric Weissman is the owner of Evolution Dog and Cat Food. Anuj Shah, who is a PhD. Dolly Vyas and Ahuja Abiose, and as well as radio personalities Bob Linden, who's had a vegan radio show for years, a Go Vegan radio show, and Junior Francis.
That's great. And Antenna Robot, isn't he also the founder director of the International Fund for Africa?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, actually.
Yes, I think he is. I saw that on Bob Linden's page. So that's really great. And Anuj Shah and Eric Weissman, and all of you. And great. And what are you going to be speaking about, Dr. May?
I will be speaking about vegan diets for dogs and cats and how that can be done safely and what the benefits are to their health.
Great. And speaking of that, let's just take a little sidebar about the study that's happening on that note.
Sure. Yeah. So basically, we had a fundraiser just last month, and we've been fundraising for several months now. But the study should be starting later this month because we're very close to reaching our goal now of the $125,000 that was needed to be raised to do this study. And we'll have Dr. Tonatiuh Melgarejo, who's a research professor and a veterinarian PhD scientist at Western University College of Veterinary Medicine. He's going to conduct the study, and there will be 25 dogs that are on a vegan diet and 25 dogs on a meat-based diet, and they will have their blood values, urine tests, stool tests, and physical exams done over the course of 4 months or longer if further funding is obtained, which would be great if that can happen. And then they'll be able to see exactly how they're doing over that period of time, and it'll be a very valuable tool for showing the world, as, you know, especially in the veterinary and academic communities, that dogs in fact can be vegan and they can do very well on vegan diets. Because we know this anecdotally through experience with cases one-on-one, but since that's not sufficient in the eyes of the scientific community, this study will help solidify and legitimize that and help it be established, you know, more firmly. So that would be really helpful for getting more people to understand this and follow it, and especially veterinarians to see this too. So really excited about that.
We're listening to Dr. Imaiti May, a Los Angeles-based veterinarian. Dr. May is one of the speakers at the upcoming LA Reggae Vegan Fest happening in Southern California on October 7th. And Dr. May, let's hear about some of the other reggae performers.
Yeah, so in addition to Sister Carol, there are going to be Glenn Washington, Maccabee, Bushman, and the Simpkin Project. There also will be a great food, and Jamaica Bob, L'Amour and the Mystic Band featuring General Ja Mikey, LAReggaeVeganFest.com.
Wonderful. Oh, this is great, great. And I'm really happy to see that you're speaking at it, because I know you have spoken at many conferences, and you're very powerful, and again, you're greatly appreciated.
Oh, thank you, Marlene.
And I'd love to hear about some of the vendors there, too, at the LA Reggae Vegan Fest, because I saw one, and right now, the name of the business slips my mind, but it is a wellness center, a holistic health business.
Oh, yeah, the Elora Wellness Center. That's Vanessa Marceau's organization, and it's the Elora Vegan Organic Wellness Center. They had a kickoff event just a couple months ago in Pasadena with the strongman, Patrick Baboumian, who's the strongest man, and a vegan at that, who spoke. He's very inspiring.
Yeah, wow, that's really great. And is it Elora? Is that, you said, the name of that holistic health center?
Yeah, it's E-L-L-O-R-A.
Yes, I happened to catch her interview on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, and as she was talking about the LA Reggae Vegan Fest, that she'd be there. And I was so impressed with her because she was talking about the importance of wellness practitioners to be vegan, because it's about, veganism is the practice of nonviolence, compassion, and non-discrimination. And she's the only one I've ever heard really say that out loud, that how important it is for, say, for example, massage therapists to be vegan, or energy workers to be vegan, because as we all know, we're all energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. It's just transformed and transitioned and moved all around. So we want to be under the hands of those who are practicing nonviolence, non-discrimination, and compassion. So I really think that all of you out there in Southern California are really ushering in this new age of harmony and peace on earth. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's important that we all do our part. And you're right, Anthony Roba is the president of the International Fund for Africa. He's from Ethiopia, and he'll be one of the speakers. He's been instrumental in advancing neonatal care and improving children's health in his home country. And he's also worked tirelessly on behalf of homeless dogs and other animals. He has established some of the first vegan organizations on the continent, which is impressive. He has several books, including Africa and Her Animals, Philosophical and Practical Perspectives, and a contributing writer to the books Circle of Compassion and Rethink Food, 100-plus Doctors Can't Be Wrong. So that'll be interesting to hear from him. also. But some of the other vendors include the Vegan Joint, where I've eaten many times. It's a wonderful Thai vegan establishment. Ekelequa, a Cuban vegan cafe, Energy Smoothie Bar, Chicana Vegana, Evolution Burger, Harmless Harvest Coconut Water, one of my favorite coconut waters, Jackfruit Cafe, La Cocina Torres, Pooja's Cuisine of India, it sounds delicious, Pucker Up Lemonade Company, Compton Vegan, Forward Movement, Tacos Casa, the Vegan Tamale Company, and Mimi Services. So quite a variety of vegan food vendors.
Yeah, wow, that's really great. And did you say one of the speakers is the Indian woman who also talks about veganism?
Dali V.S. Ahuja. Yeah, she's from a Ghanaian family, and she is the granddaughter of a freedom fighter for social justice in India. And she considers herself an ahimsa activist working against speciesism, who's trying to get rid of the dairy in Indian temples. So that's really impressive.
Wow, you're all very impressive. And I know your work is very revolutionary and very important into ushering in this new age of safety and peace and harmony and egalitarianism and equality and all of that, and especially your work with the being a vegan veterinarian.
Yeah, there's always so much to do. I mean, I'll have a full schedule of patients to see today, and I always try to educate people about how to take proper care of their animals and how nutrition plays into that. So it's something that affects not only individual animals' health, but of course our whole planet and other animals that would rather not be needlessly killed, of course.
Right. Freedom. This is it. This is the veganism is the start to the reality of freedom on this planet. So again,
yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Maine. We're coming to a close in the interview, so I appreciate you giving us the lowdown on the LA Reggae Vegan Fest. And is there any other additional message that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Check out LAReggaeVeganFest.com. And if you'd want to get involved with any other vegan activism in the LA area, you can follow me on Facebook. I have my Facebook page is public, and I also do Vegan Toastmasters, which is a public speaking club for vegans and those interested in veganism, helping them become better public speakers. So it's very handy when you're trying to advocate for animals, whether it's going to speak at city council meetings or protests or interviews with the media, to be able to speak confidently and give the message that's needed to communicate that to the public.
Thank you, Dr. May.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's really great that you speak at a lot of events. Anything else coming up?
Yes, actually, later this month, I'll be speaking at the SoCal Veg Fest, Vegan Food Festival. It's been going on for several years now, and it's in Costa Mesa, Orange County, yeah, this year. I'll be speaking October 21st about vegan diets for dogs there as well in the afternoon. So people can find me there, SoCalVegFest.org.
Oh, good. Great. And so then on October 7th, you'll be speaking about that same subject at the LA Reggae Vegan Fest. And once again, where's that being held?
At Woodley Park in Van Nuys from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And my speech is at 12 and 12:30. So it'll be wrapping up by 1.
Great. Thank you, Almighty May.
Oh, thank you. All the best to you. And we appreciate you too.
That was Dr. Almighty May, a Los Angeles-based vegan veterinarian. She's one of the speakers at the LA Reggae Vegan Fest. You tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. And here's another reggae tune. This is L'Amour and the Mystic Band. Free yourself.
WCUW Worcester.
Vegan Nation every Thursday.
Tonight is the night. She lived me on the edge. Never would like to come down.
WCU
Worcester. She lived me on the edge. Never would like to come down. Freedom I for come my way. Freedom I for come my way.
freedom have to come my way.
Is this you?
And the more I listen to WCW, the more hooked I get. It's like, I don't want to hear the news anymore. I don't want to hear NPR. I want to hear WCW and listen to some really happy stuff.
Welcome to WCUW.org 91.3 FM.
Free myself in a rubber dub style.
Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
Free myself.
Bienvenidos a nuestro programa Voz Latina, desde la ciudad corazón de Worcester, por tu estación comunitaria WCUW 91.3 FM y a través del internet en WCUW.org. Acompáñanos hoy y cada martes de 2 a 4 a compartir una experiencia cultural con Néstor y Tania.
Freedom gonna come my way. L'amore and the mystic bond.
You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We're listening to L'amore and the Mystic Band.
L'amore and the Mystic Band. Free myself in a rubber dub style.
One of the performers at the LA Reggae Vegan Fest, Southern California, October 7th. And now we're featuring the vegan Jamaican restaurant in Worcester, Belvedge.
Free myself in a rubber dub stool.
All vegan menu. Curry chicken, collard greens, steak tips, barbecue chicken, vegan fish, rice and beans, plantain, steamed veggies, and award-winning mac and cheese. Check out the Jamaican vegan restaurant on Belmont Street.
Thanks, Steve. You tuned
into Vegan Nation, and now we'll continue with our music from the LA Reggae Vegan Fest happening in Southern California this weekend. And here's a little interlude in today's show. This is a special announcement, a congratulations to Alexander and Coco on their marriage. Alexander Penley. And here's a bit about Alexander and Coco. Coco is a Jamaican, and Alexander is a Canadian. Coco, she lives in Kreglingen, Germany, part of Romance Row. So Alexander, he will move there and live in a renovated castle. Both are longtime vegan, non-authoritarian punk rockers. Alexander worked as an attorney, legal observer from day one of Occupy Wall Street. And he has been involved since 1988 with Food Not Bombs all over the world. They both would like to say, smash the state and have a nice day. When I told Alexander that I'd be putting this congratulations on air, he said, quote, "You can also make a joke about two non-authoritarians living in a castle, if you want. I find it very ironic," end quote. Well, I'd like to say it's part of the vegan transformation,
and I see this the same as when rescued farmed animals end up living in sanctuaries that were once animal exploitation operations. So there's the vegan transformation into peace and equality and harmony. And back to LA Reggae Vegan Fest, reggae performers. This is L'Amour and the Mystic Band. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts, and I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Enjoy. For the rest of today's show, we'll be going out with more tunes by Sister Carol, also performing at LA Reggae Vegan Fest, October 7th, Southern California. Again, I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Marlene in Massachusetts.
Drop out of school. Sin, Jah no star. Better you go on to school and learn the golden rule. Sin, me is a woman with so damn versatile. Chat all my lyrics in all kind of style. How the people just attack how me wicked and wild. But I true me did born as a God blessed child. Me say intelligence, me just so love intelligence. Intelligence, me just so love intelligence. Intelligence, me just love intelligence, Lord. Intelligence, me just love intelligence. When me used to go to school, me never absent. They take the attendance, me make sure present. Me say, inna the lab enough experiment. Inna the gym enough excitement. Me study trigonometry, me find the tangent. Study algebra, me find the coefficient. Study English just to speak diligent. But when me in a dance, I just entertainment. Me say intelligence, me just so love intelligence. Intelligence, me just so love intelligence. Go on. Intelligence, me just so love intelligence. Intelligence, me just so love intelligence. Hey, me is a woman when I fussy. Living pretty cool, nah chase vanity. Nah put me trust in nah things like money. Me have it maintained.
Sister Carol with her song Intelligence. You tuned in to Vegan Nation.
Love intelligence. Intelligence, we just love intelligence.
Featuring LA Reggae Vegan Fest.
Love intelligence.
We say patience for learning before you grow old. Learning is better than silver and gold. Mr. Silver and gold will vanish away, but a good education will never decay. Mr. Intelligence, we just love intelligence, one. Intelligence, we just love intelligence.
The earth is the land of the fullness thereof, one day that dwell therein. Right about now, mother culture, I'll tell you about some herbal healing. And it's a herb, it's a healing of the nation. I'm a herb. It's a healing of the nation. Hear this, huh?
Sister Carol performing at LA Reggae Vegan Fest. This is Herbal Affair.
Some coconut water figure wash up my heart. Peppermint tea if it balance me belly. With a little.
We'll be going out with Sister Carol, Black Woman. Again, I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Looking forward to being again with you next week.
What's that one? I want Black Woman.
Black woman, I know you have something there in common. You your beauty and pride, love and affection. And yet you can't prosper in a Babylon. And though them know you're right, them attack like you're wrong. Them checks say you're weak, but me no say you're strong. Galang, 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 Babylon. Bang, 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 me sell Irish mass, yes, by the gallon. Say most of the bridges, but more than one.
Also, here's an announcement from Vegan Nation. An upcoming Compassion Arts Festival happening in central Massachusetts, October 22nd to October 27th. Check it out at compassionarts.org. Compassion Arts Festival, Compassion Arts Concert. In Massachusetts, coming up in a couple weeks in Massachusetts.
We say we right, them a talk, but we wrong. Them checks say we weak, but we no say we strong.
It's a wild thing in black women.
Galang, Babylon. Eng, bang, bang.
Free yourself.
Eng, bang, bang. Babylon.
Free yourself.
Yeah.
Free yourself.
Them did a fight against my profession. And I talk how much me no have ambition. Me go to college to increase me knowledge. Me full of wisdom and me have enough courage. A clean conscience though me in a bandage. To be a MC was my privilege. Whatever me do, me always do me best. Cause after progress, there comes success.
Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Joseph Peck. This is Marlene Narrow wishing you a good day. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In addition to Grisier, I'd also like to thank the following musicians for their music within this Vegan Nation program: Sister Carol, and also L'Amore and the Mystic Band, Katina Chichelis in Adelaide, Australia, with her flute and recorder, Will Tuttle on piano, Joseph Peck with his steel pan Caribbean band, and also the Direct Action Everywhere Music Group. Free the animals, we free ourselves. When we free the animals, we free ourselves. In the words of Sunta Africa, we are one. Sunta Africa is also a DJ here at WCUW. Check out her show, The Journey, Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Every Thursday, 4 p.m., WCUW 91.3 FM, online at wcuw.org. Thank you.